Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, the one and only Dennis Cometti tips huge things for Fremantle.
Rio, heave-ho, beautiful. Trevor Long, our tech guru, has the latest on iTunes.
We ask, what's the weird thing that you've been left?
And our first kiddie commentary winner for the wonderful Manchester United experience.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes, hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti, The Battery World.
And, of course, after round 11 in the AFL, the Eagles are fourth, the Dockers are ninth. Dennis, good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Very well, thanks, Den.
Big sacking news, I guess. I heard you talking about that a little while ago. So, Brendan Bolton is out. Four games he won in his time, lost 43, so the patience ran out as well with him. The sackings go brutally normally when a coach leaves. Unlike the Brad Scott one of last week, we'll get to that in a moment. I'm not sure what will happen to Brendan Bolton, whether we'll see him again in football, but I think some front runners are going to be recycled, at least in a lot of the conversation and speculation about the coaching job. Brett Ratten, Michael Voss and Brad Scott, I would think, would be the guys who might be around the place. And, of course, there's talk about Ross Lyon, too. He's been mentioned as a replacement, but I think that's pretty much a long shot. But Claire's, he would know more than me about that. So, why the story there, my man?
I know nothing, and I'm not on Hogan. That's Jesse.
I know nothing about, well, that's Apple. I'm still trying to work that out. That was good. I got the news this morning. I heard that on the program.
Oh, Trevor Long, yeah, he knows it all, mate. He knows what's going on.
I'd be lost if I wasn't paying the $2.15 a track. How does that work in Australia? Anyway, I digress. We'll get back to the footy. Is that okay?
Yes. And, Dan, that was a terrific win for the Dockers, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They were outstanding, weren't they? And they thoroughly deserved it. I think the thing to do is forget about the touch goal. The Dockers were the better side. If nothing else, they won on artistic merit. Sometimes you've got to factor that in, like the Russian judge. You don't have to apologise for the victory, despite the ball being touched. And they've got the bye this week, so things have fallen into their lap. And I think they'd be pretty happy with what they've done so far this season.
Yeah, if there's someone to kick for your life, then it's Michael Sun Walters right now.
Isn't he terrific? Yeah. How is that? I've never seen that before. 2 weeks in a row, he goes and kicks the winning goal. That's kid stuff, really. That's what you dream of, don't you, when you're playing football for the first time? Well, to do it once, but to do it twice, terrific. And he's playing great football. Fife was terrific as well. Loved his game. I've got a lot of respect for Collingwood, so I have to have, by definition, I suppose, a lot of respect now for Fremantle. They're in the hunt. They could easily make the finals. And if they got to the finals and could snag a home final, which will be difficult, they could be hard to toss.
Well, Claire's thrilled. It doesn't matter as long as he's had two really good wins.
Hey, it does matter. I'm just a bit sad about Alex Pearce, another fracture again.
Yeah, that's gone for the season, so that's bad news. That's terrible news.
Yeah, it's that time of the year with a major injury, you're out for the year, yeah.
Yeah, and the coaching thing, when you look back on the coaching thing, it's been so stable for the last few years, hasn't it? And suddenly it's just gone mad with Brad Scott last week.
Yeah.
And now, of course, poor old Brendan Bolton. Brad Scott's an interesting one for me, just going back to the coaching merry-go-round for a moment. He left North Melbourne last week, and some people say he was sacked. I'm uncertain, which would make it a very good sacking, wouldn't it? If people like me can't work out whether he was sacked or left under his own volition, but it might be the best sacking of all time. Usually if a coach gets sacked, everyone knows, the club tells him. Yeah. It's usually the result of pressure. Mm. I mean, the board, the members, the supporters, they pressure a coach's sacking, invariably, and the club wants that out there because they do their bidding. So that one really is very strange, Brad Scott. I wouldn't be surprised to see him get the Carlton job.
Mm. And then just as we wrap up, the Eagles, geez, they're a skilled footy side, aren't they? They do what they have to do to win.
Oh, they were terrific. Jack Darling, when he's on fire like that, is almost unstoppable. The team played, that's the best quarter they've played all season, so they should be delighted with that. They've got one more game before their bye. That's Sydney in Sydney, and they need to keep their guard up because they lost there last year. Mm. It's not easy in Sydney. So there you go. I've been all over the place this morning, but that's my morning.
Good on you, Den. We're about halfway through the year. The Eagles have got a bye after this week, and the Dockers are enjoying a little bit of time off now. Good to catch up.
Yeah, good to catch up. Talk to you soon.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The booming industry of cellular radio telephones.
This is a fascinating little gadget.
Reality. Hey, hey.
Tech Talk with Trevor Long.
Yeah, Trevor Long's on the line, and Trevor, it wasn't that long ago that you were on the show. We were sort of celebrating and mentioning it was 18 years, the anniversary of Steve Jobs kicking off Apple iTunes, and it looks like in 2019, it's Gonski, Trev.
Reports of iTunes' death have been greatly exaggerated.
Oh, have they?
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I thought that Apple had finally got the memo that iTunes sucks.
Well, you know who says that iTunes sucks the most? Windows users. People using a Windows computer.
Yeah, that'll be me.
And using iTunes. And guess what? They're the people that are still getting iTunes. So iTunes won't exist on a Mac computer after the kind of end of this year. What they're doing is they're replacing iTunes with a range of apps. So there'll be, like, if you go to iTunes now and you want your music, you've got to choose the little drop-down, music. And if you want podcasts, you choose the little drop-down, podcast. So now there's an app for podcasts, there's an app for TV, and there's an app for music. And that's where all of the things that you've bought up until now, all the songs that you imported off your CDs, all the TV shows, that's where they'll live. But on a Windows computer, I asked Apple directly, what happens to Windows users? And they said, the experience will stay the same. We have nothing further to announce. Which basically means, oh, no, we haven't thought about them. So everything's the same. So that crap experience that you're having right now, that's going to be the way it is for the next little while.
Oh, I can still get that experience. That sounds fantastic.
Aren't you excited?
Yeah.
You have to, well, look at it this way. You've got to buy a new Mac if you want a different experience. Maybe that's part of their strategy.
So, Trev, is this sort of just a cynical rebranding? Like, nothing's actually changing, but we wanted to make a big announcement to tell you that nothing was actually changing.
Well, you know, that announcement is probably 2 minutes out of 2.5 hours that I sat through today, not all of which was enjoyable, I'll be honest, but it was very nerdy. But I guess the headline that iTunes death grabbed on the weekend and in the previous days was enough to, you know, rattle up the excitement on it. So
yep.
I think what they're doing is they're going, look, on an iPhone, we've got music, podcasts and TV. We don't have iTunes. Let's make it the same on all of our platforms. They can control the Mac platform. They don't really control the Windows platform. So it's a very small part of a very big event where they talk about what's next on the iPhone, not devices, but software-wise. What's next on, you know, the TV? What's next on the watch? And they're trying to talk about a whole range of things, yet that's really the only thing that most people have been concerned about was iTunes.
Oh, that's good, Trev. My 21-year-old son loves his music lists, and he was freaking out on the weekend. I said, calm down, there'll be an app for you. So will it work pretty much the same, mate?
It'll work exactly the same. If you're a Mac user and you happen to still plug your phone in and sync it, that'll still happen using the Finder app, which is built into every Mac. And the music app, I think, will be a richer experience. Like, if you're massively into music, the music app will be all about finding, discovering, obviously buying and subscribing to music, because that's what they want in the end. And we talked about this a few months ago when they launched all these new things. They want you subscribing to Apple services like Apple Music, and that's what they'll be pushing down your throat, I'd suggest.
So nothing else to come of that 2.5 hours, Trev?
Oh, look, there was a lot. There's a lot of changes. Your iPhone's going to be a lot faster to operate. Apps are going to launch faster. There's new privacy been put in place. A bunch of new things. Look, the one thing that stood out to me, and it's a silly little thing, but I don't know if you know anyone that uses an Android phone, they've got this swipe to type where you drag your finger over the words on a keyboard instead of tapping it. Sounds ridiculous, but it is a really easy way and quick way of typing. That's coming to iPhones at the end of this year as well. So a lot of incremental little things, which I think will make the iPhone and iPad a better experience by the end of this year.
All right, and did you get a nice cup of tea and a sandwich?
No.
I'm out.
Oh, I thought they were
on holidays. My wife's got here. I'm not eating salads.
I thought they were gluten-free everything at one of those events. Never mind. Hey, Trev, thanks for the update, mate. We appreciate it.
A pleasure.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, we talked recently about Mother's Day and about Mum passing away last year, right? And how weird it was. But we're now around about a year since Mum passed away. And it took me a year to open the box of things that she left me. She left all four kids a plastic box full of trinkets and bits and pieces.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, so things that she specifically put aside for you guys.
Yeah, and I wasn't necessarily avoiding it, just sort of got busy. And I guess early on you sort of avoid those things.
Yes.
You think you might get a bit upset or whatever, and there was no way I was going to get upset now. I just thought, oh, we'll go through and see what she's put in my box. So I started going through the box on the weekend, and these are some of the things I found. So obviously there are a lot of photos in there. Photos of my kids as they were growing up, which is very
great.
Cool. Photos of my first wedding. What do you do with those?
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Photos of mum, Beach Beauty, 1952.
Oh, that's a brilliant one.
So cool. And she's written Beach Beauty on the back.
Cute.
Yeah, she's 17. My first birthday cards.
Oh,
that's weird.
That's gorgeous.
That is so bizarre. I saw that and I went, wow, the paper's going a bit brown, but that was amazing to see that kind of stuff.
Wow.
I mean, do you keep that stuff though?
Well, I don't know, but it's wonderful to see it again.
Yeah, there was a nasty letter from a troubled auntie that she got in 1979.
Oh, really?
Just why? So you know, auntie so-and-so is still a mole.
Yeah. What a mole. I read it. That's awesome. It's a letter. I should read it on the air. Oh, good on you, Lane. And also our house plans from our house we built in Karrinup when I was a little kid in the 70s.
Okay.
That was bizarre. Merit certificates from mum's time as secretary or outings manager for her group's Penguins and Probus. And she was a bit of a star there at those groups.
This is right. Such an eclectic.
So bizarre.
Really, I really want you to call your siblings and go, what did you get in your box?
Yeah. Yes.
But I don't want to call them. Because the superstar of the family must be me, the golden child, because I was the one that mum left the Barry Manilow concert programs, Barry Manilow concert tickets, especially the one she went to at Festival Hall in Melbourne, and the Barry Manilow badge.
Woo!
You are the favourite.
Call her Merchandise Margie.
Barry Manilow.
I've got the Barry Manilow, the full set. How good is that?
But when Margie was alive, did you know that Barry Manilow was this significant to her, that gig was that big a deal?
I used to call him Barry Manonose just to stir her up. She loved Barry Manilow.
I love the fact that, because, you know, you're the music guy.
Yeah.
Where's that Barry Manilow stuff? I've got to keep that for Dean.
Exactly. This is so bizarre. So that was what I got in my box. But I'd love to know what other people got left or bequeathed.
Oh, wonderful. This is fascinating. 133353, what was the weird thing that you've been left?
Yeah.
You know? Did a family member leave you something? Because sometimes it's not at all what people expect.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a parent either. It could be an auntie or a cousin or, you know,
absolutely.
Grandparent.
And great caller of the day prize, a double pass to see none other than Queen, plus Adam Lambert on the Rhapsody Tour, Sunday, February 23rd at Optus Stadium. Tickets on sale now through Ticketek.
Oh, I heard Adam Lambert's been replaced by Barry Manilow.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
I was lucky enough to get a box of goodies left behind by my late mother, which I opened almost to the day, you know, not far past a year since she passed away.
Aww. It took us a year to clear Dad's stuff after he passed away. You do need that time.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Well, and especially because she's put this special box aside for each of the children, so you've got some special things that were meant to be for you.
Yeah, I remember the day that she asked me about 3 years ago, I reckon it was, she said, can you go and buy the boxes for me? And I thought, that was a bit weird. I go, what do you want four plastic boxes for? So my son and I, Sam, we went and bought the boxes. So it was weird to open it, but down the bottom of all the letters and photos and merit certificates and the rest of it were the Barry Manilow. It was the prize pack. I got the two concert programs, the concert tickets and the Barry Manilow badge from mum.
How dare you come in here today and not wear the Barry Manilow badge?
Yeah, quite right.
Oh, where did it go?
That is ridiculous.
No, I have kept it though.
That was a lost opportunity. Chris has called from Yokine. Chris, we want to know what's the weird thing that you've been left.
This is my grandmother's fake teeth.
Oh, brilliant.
Really? Falsies.
Did she think you could use them?
Because I was her favorite grandkid. So she told my mom when she died she wanted to leave the teeth for me.
Oh, Chris, you know, I can relate to that. I remember my English grandparents, I would stand there and watch them take their false teeth out and brush them as a kid and just be totally blown away by it.
Mesmerised,
because... I was so fascinated with the teeth when she took it off.
Yes.
And then sometimes I help her put them in the glass with the glass with water in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think maybe that's why she left it for me.
So what do you do with them now, Chris? Are they just sitting in a box somewhere?
Or they around your neck?
No, I think I lost it. I didn't keep it.
Oh.
But now I regret it because that would be the last thing that... that I can hold on for a memory of her.
Yeah, although it would look a little creepy if people just walked into the room and you were just sitting in the corner of the room holding a bunch of fake teeth.
It would be scary, though.
Yeah, or wearing them like a brooch.
Thanks, Chris.
Or use them as a kitchen utensil, like chopped parsley or something.
Imagine if the kids got hold of them. They'd clean up with the tooth fairy.
Let's go down near Dunsbury, Yelperton area. Gay, good morning.
Hi, how are you? I was just laughing at the false teeth, actually. I was just thinking of a use for them.
what a keeper.
What was the weird thing you were left, Gay?
Well, it was actually a tin of buttons, old buttons.
Right.
Which I think, I don't know how long they date back to, but I did have a choice of a couple of things and I actually took the buttons. So I might be putting them in a box for my kids, perhaps. I like that idea.
Well, I used to have a little button container. I remember it was a bit more of a thing when we used to actually, you know, repair our buttons, I suppose.
Exactly. So, yeah, I've still got them. So they're sitting in a box upstairs. So I might pass them down. Well, they could be like the, you know, the things that you pass your children generation after generation.
Yeah, and not only are they visually quite interesting, but I guess it comes back to a time where things had some value. They were actually valuable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I might even use them to sew something together. Who knows?
Don't forget to pop your thimble on there.
Exactly.
You chose a button. What was the other thing? The ducks from the wall? What was going on?
Hey, shut up. I've got those. Mine are sparrows.
Thanks for sharing, Gay.
I mean, I love your idea with all the little memories in it. I think that's perfect. That's gorgeous.
Very cool. Thanks, Gay. Enjoy your buttons.
Yeah, thank you. See you. Bye.
Cool people to share, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What have you got in your wall, Kimber?
Those like ducks.
Descending ducks.
Well, the descending ducks, but mine are sparrows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like blue sparrows.
Oh, what have you got against ducks?
So cute. No. What's wrong with ducks?
I don't know. The sparrows were more my style.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, fantastic. Manchester United have produced the impossible.
Can't believe they're coming. Matt, you're still in shock, aren't you?
Oh, Manchester United are coming to Perth.
Yeah, coming in July, we've lined up a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Money can't buy this. For some Perth kids, of course, walking onto the field with a Manchester United player as an official mascot.
Yeah, but you've got to have a go at being a Big Breakfast kiddie commentator. So you can head to the win page at mix.com.au to register and send us some audio of you doing some fun commentary. And we've already got them coming in.
We have Tim. Good morning. Your son Sam has done just that.
He has. Good morning, all.
Morning, Tim. Welcome, mate. This is an exciting time, isn't it, for Manchester United fans?
Very much. We're a massive Man United household, so we're very excited about next month.
You're fine people, Tim. Absolutely fine people.
I'm biased.
All right, well, let's have a little listen to the commentary that Sam submitted to us.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Young Sam in action.
Giggs runs at the Arsenal defence. Giggs beats Vieira, ties Dixon up in knots, and fires it into the roof of the net. Ryan Giggs has surely sent the 10 men of United through to an FA Cup final at Wembley against Newcastle.
Oh.
Let's go over to Alex Ferguson.
Wow, I remember that moment very well. One of the great FA Cup semi-final goals. Well done, Tim, and well done, Sam.
Sam, you did a great job, mate.
Thank you.
Oh, mate, we can hear the passion coming through. So it wouldn't have been hard to get excited about a Manchester United goal, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sam, we've got good news for you, mate. You have been selected and you will be walking out onto the field with a Manchester United player as an official mascot.
Thank you very much.
Dad's just as more excited.
Tim's thrilled.
Tim's just kicking on goal.
Thank you, guys.
You're okay?
You should be excited because it's you and you have family tickets to the Man U versus Perth Glory game. Optus Stadium.
He's for once in his life, he's speechless.
He's speechless. Tim, be honest, Dad. Have you got a tear in your eye, mate? You excited?
Sam has too. We're so happy. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Well, good on you, Sam. You'll be a great mascot. And Tim, you guys have fun at the game.
Oh, guys, that's amazing. What a great start to the day. Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, you're giving us
pleasure.
Goosebumps, boys. Goosebumps.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Our friends from Clean Heat, the WA gas company, helping life flow.
Yes, you can enjoy ongoing value, rewards and exclusive customer benefits with Clean Heat.
Yeah, what you want to do is hook up with them now before the winter comes so that you're all set to get those gas heaters going.
As we know, winter is coming.
It is.
Yeah, for more info, visit cleanheat.com.au.
Or call 132180 to switch today.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
G'day.
Hey! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Jen King is back in the building.
Yeah, back from Europe, Iceland. My goodness me. Now, Claresy, those of us who know and love Kimber Cahill are aware that she's a strong, intelligent, forthright woman.
And vibrant.
Vibrant, who champions the cause of gender equality and the rights of women to achieve everything that they can.
Oh, actually, God.
Actually, I just looked at her. She doesn't look so vibrant this morning.
But what we really know is she just wants to be a princess.
Let it go.
Of course. Let
it go. Oh, my love, your dreams could come true.
Really?
Yes. Disneyland Paris are hiring.
Oh, great.
And they are looking for princes and princesses to wear their stinky outfits in the boiling hot French summer to meet and greet the overweight Americans and Australian tourists.
Oh, yeah, because that kind of material, it never breathes.
Oh, horrible.
And it's had 47 different girls in it over the past 6 years.
I know. Once or twice when I worked at Adventure World, I had to wear the koala suit.
Oh, you've done this?
Yeah.
Oh, not the hot suit.
No, the hot suit. It smelled like vomit inside.
Yeah, but you lose a lot of weight in the course of an hour.
Oh, the princess gig.
Yeah, they're auditioning very, very soon. Very strict, criteria. You must be 160 centimetres or between 160 and 173. Can you do that?
Yes, just.
Okay.
That's a bit heightest.
No visual. Well, there is room for tallies.
Okay.
Not as princesses, though.
No, okay.
No.
Do you have no visual tattoos?
No. Okay. No.
God, you're in here. Yeah. Oh, no. Elegance and graceful qualities.
Oh, that's
harder to get into than the police force.
Oh, we tried.
Oh, there's a basic dance level required too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
No, you can dance.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's starting to look more like mums, but nothing wrong with that.
I don't know what happens. One day you wake up and you dance like your mum. You didn't the day before and suddenly now you do.
I think I always have danced.
It's amazing.
What, like your mum?
Oh, just, yeah. Actually, my mum was a champion ballroom dancer, I don't dance like my mum.
Your mum was Tina Sparkle.
She was, yeah.
I love it.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Well, actually, we took Florence to Jurgensen Park in Kalamunda yesterday.
Yes.
You know, I'm still getting to know Perth again, you know, even after 3 years. Didn't even know that existed up there.
Even though I did
a song about Kalamunda. I didn't know.
You missed the park, the
missed
dog
that park. Yeah. Wow. What, I mean, yesterday's weather, as we've already said, so beautiful. We got up there bright and early, Steppy D, my stepdaughter and T, my partner and my cousin and his family, and let the dog go.
Makes this dog park so cool?
So my understanding is it's a former golf course that they've allowed the bush to reclaim. It's on the edge of the National Forest, and obviously you can't let the dogs go in that part of it. But you get there, you let them go, and they go.
Awesome.
And we came across so many dogs. There was no trouble because the dogs have got so much space.
Yeah,
I guess they don't feel trapped or aggressive in any way. And, it was an absolute delight.
Burn up some energy.
Burn up some energy that I don't have to run.
And then walk through Kalamunda, go to the markets, pick up some cheeses.
I could live there easy.
It's a beautiful spot.
It is beautiful. And, of course, Florence is more famous than any of us.
She's pretty famous and recognisable.
Oh, someone goes, is that the famous Florence? I'm looking. Hey, what about me? What am I, chopped liver?
And a former golf course, did she end up 300 par?
She did.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Disney are close to unveiling the new Lion King reboot. It's very high-end compared to the original, I think. It's live action, so it looks the real deal, and they set their sights high when it came to casting also. They've gone with Seth Rogen as Pumbaa and Donald Glover of Childish Gambino as Simba, and Beyoncé as Nala.
Simba, you have to take your place as king. We need you.
Everyone, calm down. We're here.
The backup has arrived.
Oh, did I just see a tear in your eye, Maddie?
No, I was just wondering, was that a vast audition process or did Beyonce just get the gig?
I'm pretty sure she just got the
Queen
gig.
Queen Bee just walks in.
Yeah.
You can see The Lion King in cinemas July 17. Now, it's hard not to compare the music biopics of Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocketman, despite them being very different in terms of film. But Rocketman isn't having the box office hit that the Queen biopic did.
So that is a fat boy from nowhere. Get to be a soul man.
Gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
It opened to a $25 million box office compared to Boho's $51 million. But the audiences are still loving it. Critics have been kinder to Rocketman than they were to Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay. People were actually a lot tougher on that one.
Yep.
But Rami Malek's performance in Bohemian Rhapsody is getting an A-plus around the world up against Taron Egerton's A.
Oh, really?
Right.
God.
Yeah. So,
tough
you know,
act to follow.
Compare the two, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And guys, following on from the success of The Real Full Monty, Channel 7 has said, let's go ahead with a short-run series of Real Dirty Dancing.
Yep.
Now, this is celebrities performing in actual locations used in the 1987 film.
Okay.
They're going to have Aussie stars like Hugh Sheridan, Jamie Drury, Jessica Rowe, Fares Durrani, Stephanie Rice, and they're going to host it by Todd McKenney.
Uh-huh.
Right? So they're going to say about four or five episodes, it seems, and the show rehearsals are going to begin immediately. This is just spelling danger for me. Like, how many YouTube clips can you go on and find of people trying to recreate Real Dirty Dancing and it ending like this?
Oh. Oh my God, what was that?
People always trying to do the lift.
Oh, the lift, yes.
It's always about the lift.
Nobody puts baby in the ambulance. Until then.
Good luck with Seven with that. That's your daily juice. Oh, and Clancy, sorry, just quickly.
No, you're right.
The Soda Festival yesterday.
Oh,
for
last
WA
night.
Day.
Went off. So many people. Great to see so many families by the Swan River. We went down and caught John Butler at his very best.
Yep.
Slagging off the Premier as well. Go, Johnny.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, Draft was brilliant. And he had this to say. This is the Perth Rapid.
We are so lucky to live. Whether you travel or not, you need to know that this place is a bubble and we live in paradise.
We live in paradise, Draft said.
We do in we WA.
Certainly do.
Katie Steele and a whole lot more. And then Jebediah came on and rocked as we were walking back along the Swan. Beautiful night.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well done, WA.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Kimber, or as we're saying, Claire, Matt and Araluen this morning.
Oh,
is that my new name?
Yeah.
Our Kimber was flashing photos of her garden that looks like a cross between the gold medal list at the Chelsea Flower Show and Araluen this morning. And you said, oh, I was lazy on the weekend. I'm going, we're looking at your garden going, how could you be lazy with a garden like that? It looks magnificent.
I'm not
going
to lie. I spend a lot of time in the garden. But that's what I wanted, right? I wanted a house where I would spend more time outdoors because I wanted to be out in nature a bit. And so I've found myself as a bit of a green thumb.
Mm.
But had I known how expensive mulch was, I would have grown bigger plants.
Or had smaller beds or more lawn.
Yeah, the key now is to plant as many big plants as I can so that I don't have to mulch it anymore.
It looks beautiful.
Thank
You've
you.
You've done a great job.
I've been working on it for some time. Yeah. It's coming together.
So winter is it really is coming this week, apparently.
Yes.
Right. So by the time we get to August, how will the weeds be in your garden?
Well, I've gone crazy with the mulch in the hope that I don't get weeds.
So you're squishing potential weeds.
Yeah, I'm trying to save myself more time by more mulch. Does that work?
Well, I hope so. Can you come to my place?
Oh.
How is your garden going?
Oh, God.
How's that lawn of yours?
It's a desert.
Don't want to talk about the wall.
I mean, it's dead. It's just dead.
It's fine. It's just keeping the sand in place.
The clover is winning.
Oh, well, at least it's green.
Yeah, it's green except for the big patches of dead where Florence wee-wees.
Oh, dear.
It's going swell.
It's going really well.
Just pave it.
Yeah.
You need to send Don Burke over here.
Oh, this is what I'm saying. Hey. Come over. fix it for me.
Takes a lot of time. Takes a lot of time.
Get you and Angry Anderson to come over and do me backyard.
Angry?
Doesn't he remember when he used to do that on A Current Affair?
When you say angry, I think of him singing in the back of the Batmobile at the grand final.
Oh, thank you. I'll take the nickname of Araluen.
Nice work, Araluen.
I'm so happy that I impressed you.
We're so proud. If the weeds pop up behind all of that $1 million worth of mulch, we'll come and take some more photos.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert.
Uh-oh.
And now it's time for Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
You know, people are usually really shocked when they find out I'm not a very good electrician.
Oh, really?
Thanks, Kimber.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.